Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we will be continuing our character problematic series by trying to answer the question, is Logan Huntsberger problematic? So Logan has been a prominent character in the second half of the series as well as in the revival, so it'll definitely be interesting to take a look into him. But before we get started, what are our thoughts about Logan as a character?
So I think as a character, he's pretty smart, charming, witty, and he still has to... Sorry, he has kind of low self-esteem at times, though, because of the type of family that he comes from. Like, he's gotten everything in his life. So sometimes, even though, like, he seems like he's not afraid of anything, he kind of is, because everything was just so given to him that sometimes he feels like it was all forced on him. So that's kind of, like, the deep-ish side of him. But otherwise, I just think... that overall he's like a nice person. I think I know we mentioned that we didn't want Roy to be with Logan from one of our previous episodes. But overall, I think he's like kind of, he tries to be nice. Yeah, now I'm rambling, so I'll stop.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I agree. I think Logan kind of understands Rory better than either Jess or Dean, I feel like, because he did grow up in a rich family. Even though Rory didn't really grow up in that setting, she is more akin to her grandparents more than Lorelai is. So I think Logan kind of understands where she's coming from. So he is kind of like her, like, shoulder to cry on, basically, whenever she's having rich people problems.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys. To me, I feel like Logan is not my least favorite out of Rory's boyfriends, but he's also not my favorite either. So he kind of falls somewhere in the middle, because he does have some good qualities to him, as you both had mentioned. But of course, there is some not so great qualities to him, which we'll definitely get into. All right, so before we start our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. Okay, so first we're going to start about the good parts when it comes to Logan. So we're going to chat about ways that Logan is a good boyfriend slash character slash not problematic. So Jaina, do you want to start us off by just sharing some examples of ways that you think that Logan is a good character or boyfriend?
Yeah, so... like I said, he's pretty charming and, like, smart, and he's witty and everything. So it was really good for Rory to, like, meet someone like that at Yale, because we start seeing Logan, I believe, season 5 and after. And at this point, like, Rory kind of has some friends at Yale, but not really. So, like, he first becomes kind of like a friend, because he also works at the... And... then she starts meeting him through one of the stories that she's trying to get information from. And I think that's where it all begins. And I think Logan gives Rory as had in a while, which is like adventure. So he's pretty reckless in a way where Rory lived life in a way that Logan has, meaning Rory has been in her little box, like, safe and all that stuff, and Logan's the complete opposite. So given opportunity to, like, be else and, like, try new things, which I really think is, like, good for a person, especially someone like Rory, who's always just, like, kept reading books and all that, but really hasn't done anything adventurous, like, not do it herself. So this kind of gave her a chance to. And then I really think that he listens for the most part, which is really good, because I know in, like, her pre-trips with Dean and Jess, like, sometimes don't, like, listen to what she's saying, and Logan, like, nickname, like, Ace and all that, so, and he kind of encourages her to, like, continue on with, like, after everything happened with, like, and his father with Rory, he still like supported her and said like, hey, he's dumb, like he doesn't know what he's great, like continue to do like what you want to do, to have someone like that that continues to inspire you, continues to be like a strength for you. Start out being friends, and then he really helps her with like understanding all the, I don't know, rich people life as well, kind of navigating through that, because I feel like, yes, Rory came from that, but she really didn't like live through all of that, so he kind of helps her with that as well, which is another side of Rory that we start to see after we see her hang out with Lauren or Logan more and more. So yeah, I feel like he's, in that way, he was like a good influence on him.
Yeah, I definitely agree with those. I feel like especially the witty banter that they have going on is nice to see, because like, for example, can you imagine Rory having that kind of witty banter with someone like Dean? Probably not. Like, that would be pretty awkward to watch, and Dean would probably be like, what are you talking about?
I think he'd be confused most of the time.
Yeah, he'd be like, what is that reference from? Like, okay, I don't get it. But, like, Logan is very, like, quick on his feet, so it's nice to see. And, yeah, I also agree with the whole, like, adventurous thing, too, because even during the Life and Death Brigade scene, like, that's something that Rory would never even consider doing before meeting Logan. So it was interesting to see her kind of come out of her shell or step outside of the box. So the different examples I thought of, so I appreciate the fact that he acknowledges his privilege. I can't remember when in the series this happens, but when Rory was, like, going on about, like, how hard she had it in her life, Logan basically gives her like that much needed reality check and tells Rory like, hey, you're just like me. You come from a wealthy and prominent family. You had a coming out party. You went to Yale. You helped out with the DAR. So you're just as much in the world as someone like me is. And I found that to be like pleasantly surprising when Logan said that, because it shows that he's at least self-aware of his like positionality and privilege, which is more than what you could say for someone like Rory. I also appreciate the fact that, like what Jaina had mentioned earlier, he sticks up for Rory when his family found her to be quote unquote unsuitable for Logan. And I actually rewatched this episode in season 5 with one of my friends recently. And something that really stood out to me was the fact that when his family went on and on about how Rory is not a good fit for Logan, when he simply brought her over for dinner after they became exclusive, Logan really did defend Rory and even left the dinner early with her. So I feel like that shows that he does, you know, that loyalty or sticks up for Rory when that happens. And he was also very happy to spend time with like Lorelai and even later on in the series with Luke as well. Like with the Martha's Vineyard episode, even though like Lorelai wasn't a big fan of Logan, Logan was still like willing and happy to get to know Luke and Lorelai a little bit more, because they are significant people in Rory's life, which does contrast with like Jess's reluctance and even rudeness towards Luke and Lorelai. So that definitely is, I think, a good quality to him. And I feel like he also wasn't afraid to apologize or admit when he made mistakes, at least in the main series. In the revival, not so much, but in the main series, you know, like in the season 5 episode where he and Rory become exclusive, he did need some time to process like his family's disapproval of her. So he just took a couple days and then he went to Rory, apologized, and had a conversation with her to talk through the issue, which I thought was pretty mature to do. And lastly, he also valued Lorelai's opinion. Like in season 7, I believe, Logan let Lorelai know that he got that job in San Francisco and he wanted to ask Rory to marry him. So I think it was a big deal that he did this, because it showed that he did respect Lorelai and he knew that her opinion of Rory meant a lot. And he could have just proposed without checking with Lorelai first, but he didn't think that was the right way to go. So I think that showed that sort of respect. So yeah, do you guys agree with those examples?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I really like the fact that you brought up what you mentioned about Lorelai and Luke and everything. It's good that he tried to like get to know the family. It's really important for him, and he knew like how important it was, whether Lorelai liked him or not. He still tried, which is really good because not a lot of people do that. Like once they figure out, like, oh, they don't like me, like maybe I don't need to try so much or something, they'll like run away. But he like was like head on trying his best, so I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and that's such a contrast to Jess because I remember Jess being so rude to Lorelai.
Yeah, he was like super rude to her, and it was also his first time meeting her, so he was kind of like forming an opinion of her when he didn't really know her, which was really unfair. So yeah, definitely. So Anusha, what examples did you think of?
So the ones I thought of was Logan was very understanding of Rory, and he really took the time to like figure out why she was like upset. You know, he tried like it was a much more mature relationship than her previous ones because he really took the time to like listen to her. And Logan was also like very smart, even though like sometimes he showboats and acts like he doesn't care, but he actually is a match for Rory in terms of like intelligence. And he also, when I remember when he proposed to Rory and she did turn him down, but he did respect her choice, and he respected her as a person to allow to give her space that she needed. Yeah. I think those are the ones I thought of that weren't mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. I do feel like intellectually they are like a good match with each other, because not only are they both more so like book smart, but also they're, like we had mentioned earlier, they're both very witty. So I feel like it's a good balance of that in their relationship.
Yeah, for sure. Plus they were both in the newspaper as well, so like that's something that they had in common. That I don't think she had something like that in common with like her previous relationship. They would actually like work together or go to school together like that, so it was good to see.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so now we're gonna get into the fun part and discuss ways that Logan is not a good boyfriend character or is problematic. So Jaina, what examples did you think of in terms of ways that Logan is more so problematic or not a good boyfriend?
So I think Logan, he in some ways is still like immature and everything, and he tends to like lie a lot. So like a few incidents I can think of is when Rory and Logan go to dinner for like Friday night dinner. Logan thinks it's funny to somehow steal something from the living room. And then eventually Lorelai finds out and like she disapproves and everything, but like it was just very like immature because it's not really needed. Like you shouldn't be doing that while you're meeting someone's family and everything like that. So his lifestyle with the Life and Death Brigade just kind of caught up to him, and he knew he was graduating, but like he still wasn't at a certain level that he needed to be at for such a long time. I think like 6 months or something probably went through, and he finally understood, like, hey, I needed to like step up my game. I'm graduating, I'm becoming an adult and all that. So I think during those times he was just very, I don't know, he was like in another world, and Rory was trying so hard to be there for him, but like he didn't care to a certain extent, and that was like his immaturity that kind of sort of made their relationship a little bit rocky. And then another incident where he kind of, I think, lied to Rory about dating someone while they were on a break, or like kissing someone, something like that. And he kept like denying it, and she was like, no, like we were just on a break, like or we didn't break up type of thing. And it was just like all over the place. And Logan should have just been straight with her from the beginning. So it was just like little tricks and, you know, things that he kept doing that really didn't help their relationship and develop like trust issues between both of them. So it was just those types of things. And then he was really bad about like convincing Rory to get back to Yale. Like he tried, but he didn't try. Like he would just support Rory no matter what. And like, yes, that's good to do, but also at the same time, you need to like push them and tell them like what they need to hear at a time. And he wasn't there for her when she really needed to like hear some words like, hey, go back, like what you're doing is wrong, blah blah blah. Like he kept supporting her and supporting her to the point where she was unhappy with their relationship. Like she was unhappy with what she was doing, and it had like it took Jess to come along for her to see that, which it shouldn't have been. It should have been her boyfriend like kind of showing her like, hey, like this is not working, like let's find out what to do to, you know, figure out what you're going to do next in life instead of just sitting around with your grandparents at your grandparents' house, not doing anything and just partying all day. So it those types of things are like the negatives about Logan. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. How he didn't really, I guess, like help Rory realize that she needed to go back to Yale. And yeah, it kind of seemed like he enabled her a little bit because he kind of was like, oh, cool, now we could party more. And it's like, okay, but like, how long is this break from school going to last? Especially considering how much Rory cares about her career and about school in the main series. It was not great. I understand like wanting to support your girlfriend, but also he knew what her priorities were, and it seemed like he didn't really try that much.
Yeah.
The examples I thought of, well, I think the main example is how he cheated on his fiance with Rory in the revival. I feel like this one's pretty self-explanatory and how it's problematic, but I know a lot of people regularly point the finger at Rory because this was, you know, the second time that she was with someone in a committed relationship. And it was also, of course, bad on her part because she was with, you know, good old Paul, you know, justice for Paul, as we've talked about before. But I think it's also important to also acknowledge that Logan was the one who was engaged to someone else. So he also, of course, deserves blame here. And speaking of enabling too, he also enabled Rory to steal the yacht. At first he tries to talk her out of the idea, but then eventually he just gives into it. And of course, Rory does make her own decisions, but the fact that he even helps her is not great, obviously. And then when we first meet him, even though he eventually does acknowledge his privilege, when we first meet him, we see that he is snotty about it. And he continuously kept bringing up how rich he is and how he doesn't have to try hard at anything. And he was also very like pretentious, for example, about Jess's book that he wrote. When Logan went out to dinner with Jess and Rory, you know, he was kind of like mocking him or making fun of him and sort of like being condescending. So, yeah, those were kind of some examples I thought of. Yeah, what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with all of them. Logan definitely lets his privilege like dictate everything, and he never had to answer to anything, so he never got in trouble. So I think he really is not empathetic towards other people because of his privilege.
Yeah, I agree. He can be a real pompous jerk. So it didn't help with their relationship.
Right, exactly. And then Anusha, what examples did you think of?
So the ones I thought of were when we first meet Logan, he is very much a party boy. I remember he was really rude to Marty. And I don't really remember exactly what he said to Marty, but I do remember him like kind of putting him down because he didn't have like, I think, the money to get into the party or something. I don't know. Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, that does sound like something Logan would do. So
Yeah.
probably happened like
He
that.
put Marty down, and there was, yeah. And then
I think he like,
also,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
no. What were you saying?
I think he was like bringing pizza or something, and he like gave him some like a huge tip or something, thinking that he was some poor person or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then I remember when Logan and Rory hooked up at their grandparents' like vow renewal party. And like, it's a very disrespectful thing along both of their parts to kind of like do that at their grandparents' vow renewal. And then the big thing was Logan helped Rory steal a yacht. That was like the biggest like pitfall that Lo about Logan being Rory's boyfriend is she did he didn't like try to talk her down. And it was right after Rory was told by Logan's dad that she wasn't good enough to be a journalist, and she was like kind of flying off the rails, but Logan just encouraged her to steal a boat. And I think that's all oh, I do remember he hooked up with all of his sister's friends, and he was acting like very disrespectful like about them. Yeah, that's what I thought of.
Yeah, and especially how he was like, oh, well, we were on a break, like I could be with whoever I want to, but it was like a short break. So it's like, dang, what are the odds that you just happened to hook up with all of your sister's friends when you just took a break from Rory, who you said that you loved and cared for a lot, you know? So I
Yeah.
can see how like it rubbed Rory the wrong way. And yeah, with the yacht thing too, what also bothers me is the fact that Logan knows that if he steals a yacht, he can probably get away with it because of the fact of like who his family is and his connections. Whereas Rory, even though, yes, she, you know, as she likes to say, oh, I'm a Gilmore, you know, like she does have some privilege there. Like her connections are probably not as strong as his. And so there are more ramifications for her. So the fact that Logan, didn't try a little bit harder to talk her out of it and to the point of even enabling her and doing it with her, like, yeah, that also is not great.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys.
Yeah. So after our discussion, what's our overall judgment on Logan? Do you feel like he's problematic, or has he had, some problematic moments, but he's overall like a decent person? What do you guys think?
I think he does have problematic moments, but I like at the same time, like his privilege like makes him seem so much worse because he doesn't seem to understand that other people don't have the same privilege that he does, and he's not very like I mentioned before, empathetic towards others, like on other people's situations, because he gets away with everything.
Yeah, definitely. I also think that if Logan and Rory actually ended up together, it wouldn't have been that bad because during their relationship, even though it was rocky, like you saw that they both had like somewhat good communication skills. Like sometimes it was bad, but like for the most part, like they tried to listen to each other and they tried to improve each other too. Like Logan, when you met him, he was literally like such a pompous jerk and everything. But then he tried to like be mature. He tried to figure out his like way through any of the problems that they were having or like he was personally having in his life. So he tried to grow up, and so did Rory to a certain extent. So you kind of saw like a character journey even in the short span that they were together. So I feel like if Rory would have said yes to him, I think they would have like made it almost, because every relationship like has its issues and like not everyone's perfect, but like with them, they had so many like similarities and like so many things that they could have just like, you know, worked them out, and it would have been really good for them to be together. I don't know. That's just my thoughts though.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I feel like kind of like with Rory's other boyfriends, it's kind of like a gray area where I don't think he's a problematic person in general, but he has had some problematic moments. And as you both had also mentioned, I feel like he's evolved over time in the series, and there is some character growth with him. I feel like, yeah, the first season he appeared in, he was almost like that one-dimensional, like, rich boy who's just here to party, and he only got into Yale because of his family or whatever. But then over time he evolves as a character, and even though he has had some problematic moments, there are some good things too that come from him as well. So yeah, I definitely agree. All right, so that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be recapping another episode of Gilmore Girls, so stay tuned for that. You can support our podcast by going to the link in the description, and you can also find us at Gilmore Girls Pod on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with anyone you know who enjoys Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you all next time. Bye.
See ya.